This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. Does anyone know, when did blocking someone become an acceptable way of ending things? Instead of talking it through. I know it seems to be the new norm today, if you ask me.
Yeah, very much so normal. But I think it gets even weirder when you have ended things and you end on good terms and then the block happens.
Unless it was, you know, very toxic, then that's totally fair.
Right.
Cutting someone out, you know, you be the judge of that. But Breezy's ex blocked her on all platforms. We found this out earlier. And we're talking about MyFitnessPal, all platforms.
Venmo was crazy because I feel as if I owed her money and I went to go pay her and the block was brought to life.
And so you couldn't pay her.
And I couldn't pay her. And I was like, well, that's on you. There's, you know, what I mean?
Definitely a silver lining here.
The issue I'm having here is it's not so much the block that's annoying me. It's the fact that we ended on amicable terms and I have to see her in like 2 weeks.
Where?
At a mutual friend's bridal shower.
Oh, the bridal shower.
And I'm like,
shower.
Now this is so, like, it didn't have to be this weird, but now it is this weird because you went rogue and blocked, like...
I think
unfollowing is one thing, but the block is like crazy on all platforms, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's a last ditch effort to say a big F you.
Yeah, it's like the biggest virtual F you one can do.
I've met people in my day who feel that shutting people out and blocking them from every platform is the answer. When in reality, it seems extreme, but people do it. Which type of person are you? 585-252-9800. Do you block someone after the relationship is over? Do you block them on all platforms?
I would never in a million years block an ex on anything. I want them to see how well I'm doing.
Of course, you and a lot of people. We already know that.
You know?
You're not blocking anybody.
What's the point?
Leslie's texting in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Whether it's a trigger to an early trauma or not, blocking in most cases is just childish and a sign of the relationship not having any healthy avenues of communication.
Because here's the situation. You can block someone all you want, and I think that's more for the principle of the message that you're trying to send. Mm-hmm. But I know late at night when you're regretting all life decisions, you can still look that person up. Like, be so for real.
How do you look them up?
Especially me. Like, my account's not private. Like...
Oh, yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong.
Like, I'm a public figure. Like, what?
I think there's a lot of people who do this to make sure that it's their way of trying to get over someone quicker.
Maybe.
And if they're reminded of the fact that this person, you being this person who's with someone new and living this extraordinary life, you're very happy now, you've moved on. I don't think they want to be reminded of that.
Yeah, maybe so, not.
Some people, that's but you how
can't,
they operate.
But here's the sitch. You can't block me in real life, so
healthy,
see you soon.
Healthy, stable people communicate, you guys, not block. But it goes both ways. That's so true. Let's go to the phones. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Sup, it's Trevor.
What up, Trevy? The Trevinator.
Talk to us.
Yeah, so guys, don't do this. Calling about your guys' topic about blocking people. And I'm telling you that this is a female trait for sure.
Men do not block women. Only. Yep. But what makes you say that?
I mean, men could care less if a woman blocks you or not. I mean, we're not that petty. Let's be real.
Fair
enough. Almost every past relationship I've had,
yeah,
like my ex blocked me, and for no other reason than she just wanted to get over me quicker. Which, I mean, honestly, I understand because it's hard to have my handsome face pop up in your feed every day.
All right, Trev. Trevy.
So you've been blocked every relationship you've been in. Oh, maybe we got to read between the lines here. What do you think's really going on?
Personally, I think it says everything about the person who does it.
What do you mean by that?
Like who do they think that they're hurting? Like personally, I refuse to block anyone because I'd rather them see me living my best life. You know what I mean?
That's fair enough.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know. I think that, you know, when you block someone online, I think it's the biggest virtual F you can probably do. I really do. And I mean, like one platform, yeah, two platforms, three platforms, they literally hate you and want you dead.
Trevor, have you ever experienced someone going as far as blocking you on Venmo?
Oh my gosh, every relationship.
Right.
Dude, they block you on everything. What do you do to these
Maybe
women?
Maybe we're dating the same person. Listen, I understand exactly what you're saying because I've been through it, obviously, but I do feel like guys do this. You're sitting here taking the high road and you're like, we're not that petty. I've met a lot of petty guys and they've definitely blocked a broad or two. Let me just say that.
Sure, sure.
Breezy, you literally can't have that take. You're gay.
Oh.
What is
okay.
Trevor, what does that have to do with anything?
Like, you just wouldn't understand, like, the way that it actually is for straight people.
Oh, no, not me living on a different planet.
I'm crawling under the desk right now.
No, fully. The homophobia is shining through.
Hold on a second. Let me get comfortable.
Okay, first of all, Trevor, I feel like I would understand even more because not only am I a lesbian, but I also have a ton of straight friends who have been through some gnarly breakups. So that's where you're wrong. Also, you know that handsome face you were talking about popping up on your ex's feed? I don't know if it's that handsome anymore. I just don't. And I kind of see why they blocked you, if I'm being honest.
Look, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, do you girls think that, like, I just, like, would run into my room and get into, like, a field position when I found out, like, that someone I don't even care about blocked me on Instagram? Like, it's comical.
You're a lesbian, respectfully. Like, right.
It's comical. Are you serious? Like, I'm out here. I'm working. I'm busy living my life. And then some women are just, they have a hard time controlling their emotions and they just block me. And it's like some big F you, like you said, and it's not, nobody cares. It's not normal, period.
Listen, Trevor, I totally understand where you're coming from and I get what you're saying, but let's take some accountability here. And
right.
If there's none to take, that's fair, so be it. But is there any other reason that every relationship you've been in, is there some sort of other reason they could be blocking you? Because
right.
This sounds like a trend.
Can
you think of maybe anything at all that you could be doing or saying? Anything?
No. No, I can't.
I could come up with a thing or two, and I've only known you for 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. That's great. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Well, we're going to let you go. I'm going to go be gay upstairs.
Yeah.
And we're gonna circle back to some of your exes tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be gay today, too. Bye, Trevor.
Have fun. All right. See you guys.
There are so many women on the text line that just want to beg to differ with Trevor. Jenna from Tri-Li says,
Yikers.
My ex-boyfriend has me, my sisters, my mom, and my grandma blocked. So bye, Trevor.
Who's blocking grams?
Also very impressive that grandma's even on any form of any social media, but pop all the way off.
What does that conversation even look like? Grandma, Nathan just blocked you.
What?
Nathan blocked you.
Blocked me?
Who are you hurting?
I mean,
Grams doesn't know where she is.
That's insane. This person says, Trevor is wrong. I am a female and I have been blocked by every male ex that I've ever had.
Every single male ex. Text message coming in from a Janine who says, in that guy Trevor's defense, I don't think I know any men who have ever blocked me or any of my girlfriends. I think when you block someone, you are trying to make a statement that you are officially done with that person.
And we'll leave it with this text. My mom is 70 and blocks me anytime she's upset with me. It's crazy. That's insane. No, that's insane.
It's wild. People don't care.
I don't know what's more insane, that the mom blocks her daughter every time she's upset, or the fact that the mom's 70 and still knows how to use social media. Pop all the way off.
Yeah, good for you. All right, Breezy and I, we're going to take a quick break, run upstairs, and be gay together.
I can't wait.
Something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's get right into it.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat, because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! A lot of our listeners thought Breezy crushed her performance yesterday with The Peanut Butter Falcon, starring Shia LaBeouf and Zach Gottsagen. Pretty sure that's how you
say it. So close. This
was a film about friendship, love, and then just running away from one's problems to live out their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
So go into it a little more. We'll get into it in the review.
Yeah. Well, before we break down your review, let's take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Not that it's any of your business, but I do care about him. I care about him a lot, and he's alone, and I want to find him.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe what?
Well, maybe he's... Maybe he's alone, maybe he isn't. You don't know. Maybe he's out there living the American dream, and he just ran into a bunch of hitchhikers, like Mark Twain or something like that. You like Mark Twain?
Wow.
You got a phone number or something?
Yeah, I got a phone number.
Yeah? You going to give it to me? So if I find him, what do you want me to do? Just holler for you?
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wasn't in the script, so.
You got a name?
It's Eleanor.
I'm looking forward to hollering at you.
Just help me find my friend, okay? Oh, God. Just help me find my friend. I'm just not some wham bam. Thank you, Nam. I just find my friend.
See ya.
Cut. See ya. All right.
Literally wasn't in the script. I watched the scene. Didn't happen like that. You added lines. You changing the original script to the movie. Are we just adding lines now?
I honestly think that version would have won an Oscar. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 95% because it was a really good movie. But let's break it down for a second. After running away from a residential nursing home to pursue his dream of becoming a pro wrestler, a man who has Down syndrome befriends an outlaw who becomes his coach and ally. Just an awesome film. I love this film. Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Well, I'm going to say no. First of all, why was the child, well, he wasn't really a child, he was more of a young adult. The young adult with Down syndrome living in a retirement community.
adult home. He's, okay. They look after, they were looking after him
okay.
at this home.
On the side of the bus, it said retirement community. I was like, okay.
He escaped.
We're not sure. Also, my next question was, did this actor actually have Down syndrome? Or was he just acting?
Oh my God. Is that a serious question?
Well, I went to his Wikipedia and there wasn't any other, like, he wasn't in a lot of other things.
No.
This was like his breakout role.
That's right. Yes.
He has
Down syndrome.
I'm just saying the acting was so good. I genuinely couldn't tell the difference.
He was great in this movie.
He was brilliant.
But Shia LaBeouf took this young kid under his wing. And when you're working with really great talent, you know, you become a product of your environment.
Very much so.
All right, let's get to the first question here. Breezy, favorite character of the Peanut Butter Falcon?
I think it had to have been Zach.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites too in the film.
Literally played himself.
Did you?
Didn't change his name whatsoever.
Least favorite?
I don't know. I kind of liked all of them. I don't think I really had a least favorite in this movie.
You liked everyone.
I did. I mean, Eleanor could be annoying, but like she was cool.
I have a huge crush on that actress.
Dakota Johnson?
I love her.
She's definitely had some redemption moments since 50 Shades.
That's right. She was in 50 Shades. I just like her character in this film.
I do too.
And she's beautiful.
Very likable.
Did you
Very likable.
What was your favorite scene?
Well, I mean, I was very thrown off when I got to our scene and it was nothing like you had written out.
You know what? You played it the way you wanted to play it.
No, I played it the way that you told me and I read as best I could.
And you did a great job. Thank you so much.
They were literally flirting in the actual movie and then
there was some
in the one that you wrote, she was sobbing, screaming, crying, running out.
Wait a second. The scene you and I acted out yesterday from mm-hmm. Rooster Peace Theater, there was a lot of sexual tension between our characters.
They were flirting.
And we portrayed that, and
I
think we got it out before you ran out of the room.
Also, my accent was not on point.
Best throwback moment of the film.
I think the whole film was a throwback. This had like a sepia filter over it, the way it was shot. Very old.
They do that.
When I looked into it a little deeper... It's from the producers of Little Miss Sunshine, which is just the same exact movie that it basically was.
Similar.
Very similar.
Very similar. What did this movie teach you? What lesson did you learn?
It taught me that you just got to keep living, man. You just got to keep living.
So if you're ever in an adult home, do everything you possibly can to escape.
Also, good on him for literally busting those bars open.
Yeah, he did a great job in the beginning.
Absolutely crushed that.
Best throwback moment, Breezy? Oh, we did that already. Best popcorn bucket score out of 5.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Good film, good heart, good family. I'm going to give it, dare I say, a 3-2. That's great. That's really great.
Out of 5?
I gave it a 3-2. I'll give it a 3-4.
Okay, great. I had it in my head that this was going to be a 4.9 for you today.
Oh, well, that's not...
I was way off.
That's not it at all.
What do you think could have been done in the film to get it there? Them casting you as the actress?
Yeah, I couldn't get over Shia LaBeouf's troubling past.
Oh, what does that have to do with the film?
It's just a lot of distractions, truly.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So good, though. So good.
Right,
you know, I'm not just going to give it a high score, just to give it a high score.
No, we definitely rank movies very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy's big movie review of The Peanut Butter Falcon with Shia LaBeouf and Zach Gottstus again.
So close.
Yeah,
so far.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is getting hot in here. 46 for the high today. What?
Very much so.
It saddens me to say this, but it is the end of an era for a longtime business in the city of downtown Rochester. Spot Coffee is officially closing after 25 long years.
Mm-hmm.
And this Sunday, March 2nd, will be the last day to run in there. Get yourself a croissant, a coffee, maybe some eggs if you can afford them. I don't know, what have you. But after reading the news on this, not sure why they're closing, but it's sad to see it. It's sad to see it happening.
I think it's crazy. Like, Spa Coffee is in such like a prime location downtown, and I feel like I don't frequent there often, but when I didn't live in the city and I was like in Canandaigua, coming to the city, the only thing I really remember is like that little area of Spot Coffee and the little theater. And it's crazy that it's going to be no longer.
I used to go there when I was going to school at MCC. I would go in there and do homework. Yes, I used to do homework, but it's that old iconic Chevrolet dealership from back in the day. I didn't realize there's, I believe there are several Spot Coffees in Buffalo. And I know there's at least a couple of them in Saratoga Springs. I don't know where the original stemmed from. I'm not sure if it was the one on East Ave or not. But this one is, it's iconic.
It is iconic.
I was saddened to hear the news just because of all the memories. And it's such a great, it's a great location.
It is a great location. And it gets me thinking, like, all of these local businesses that were such a staple in our community that have fallen to the wayside. And some of them are gone and forgotten, but some of them are gone and very much not forgotten. And I feel like when a business establishment leaves the area of which you frequent often, it's a dig to the heart.
It
really is.
I was saddened to hear about, remember Cafe Sabone on Park Ave?
Mm-mm.
Which I think they turned it into Rue.
I feel like we just will have like such different memories.
Hanging out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was hanging out there before you moved down to Park Ave. And it was such a great little spot, but I was saddened when I heard that it was going away. Because when you have a business that you quite often frequent, it becomes a part of your routine. You're there all the time. And then when it just like it shuts down, that's it. See you later. It pulls at the heartstrings a little bit.
Another place right behind Spa Coffee that used to be the best was Hart's Grocery. There was a grocery store right there. It was very popular.
Hart's?
Best breakfast sandwich.
I didn't even know that.
And
I could sniff out a breakfast sandwich for miles.
It was awesome. It really was. And when that closed down, you know, it just gave people variety. And when that closed down right there in the heart of downtown, it was hard. One of the ones that really struck a chord with me was the Carrot Company out in Victor. Now, they were right there across the street from the mall in that plaza where like UPS is, the old UMI was there. And they were there bumping for maybe like a year or two, and I went there probably like
every day,
four times a week. I mean, be honest, four times a week, and so much so that they named a broth bowl after me. That's how much I frequented.
Really?
There,
no wonder you missed it.
And one day I went without any warning. There was no news article, there was no, you know, warning shot fired, sign on the door closed, will not be reopening.
Yeah.
And it leaves a lot of customers and community members very curious to know, you know, what the hell happened here?
What did happen? I mean, do you remember last year when they announced Jimmy Z's was closing in Brockport?
Mm.
Oh, my Lord. People were just devastated. I think they still have their food truck. But one of my favorite spots back in the day where we used to go to happy hour is Tuvine. Which is now Red. We know it as the restaurant Red, but mm-hmm. Tuvine is where it was at. That's where you were going for dinner, happy hour. A lot of people were very upset when that place closed, you know. But now, I mean, they made up for it. Red's one of my favorite spots. I think a lot of people.
I mean, it doesn't really impact me that much now anymore because I don't live on Park Ave. But when Shiano's closed right there on the corner of Oxford and Park, I was like, What am I going to do now?
I know.
Where am I going to get my blue cheese?
What a calzone.
I know. It's crazy. I actually found this website called rockwiki.org, and it has every closure ever for years and years. You can go and just be nostalgic on there.
Somebody just texted in, Vince. Hey, good morning, guys. You remember Bayside Pub? That was on Lake Road in where? Was that Webster or in the city? No, Bayside Pub was the place on the water in Webster.
That's not still a thing?
No, I don't even think Bayside Pub is still standing.
I think I just went out this summer.
I remember a couple summers ago pulling the boat up and eating out there, but I know for a fact that definitely is closed.
Sad.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yeah. Farewell.
Yeah, so if
guys, it's just like it's a pain and a loss you can't really describe to anybody else, right? Like, it's not a breakup, it's not a death, it's not the loss of a family member, but it's not to be dramatic, it is a loss nonetheless.
The company and president and CEO of Spot said in a statement that this was not an easy decision, but we are incredibly grateful to the Rochester community for embracing us over those 25 years. And to our loyal customers, dedicated employees, and local partners, thank you for making Spot Coffee a home away from home.
So if you guys love Spot Coffee, you only have like 5 more days to go get after it.
Yeah.
Make the most of it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Goodbyes. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.